We had some connection problems from Parkway tonight starting in the third quarter. There were several times in the second half where our signal dropped, sometimes for several minutes at a time. We left some short blank spaces where our signal dropped, so there will be some continuity problems in this recording in the second half.
It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And welcome to Parkway Gymnasium. This is Brian Patch and Jordan Winter coming from Rockford, Ohio here.
Good evening tonight. How's it going?
Good. Yourself?
Doing great. Excited for a good our good MAC debut here tonight.
Absolutely. And Coach Leverett's first MAC game of his young coaching career here, besides, I should say, full-time coaching career anyway, against longtime coach Doug Hughes and the Parkway Panthers. And interesting to see how we bounce back tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be very exciting. I think the boys are pretty excited for this MAC game, and just anxious to see some good basketball.
Absolutely, and we played well the other night. We just couldn't get over that hump of cutting into the lead to a very good Fort Laramie team on a Tuesday. Kind of get us ready for that MAC play action.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And I think it'll be a great game just for the mere fact of we're coming off that loss on Tuesday, and I think the boys are a little fired up about it, and we're all anxious to see what they're going to bring tonight.
I agree. Well, let's pay some bills here on our Wayne Street Market pregame show, and we'll listen to some sponsors, and we'll be right back.
The new Wayne IGA has some great things happening. Most of you know that Zach Champ is back as the meat manager, and he has some great specials coming up for you. They're having a big no-limit meat sale next Monday through Saturday. Boneless, skinless chicken breasts will be $1.89 a pound. Western ribs and pork steak are $2.79 a pound. Bulk sausage is only $1.89 a pound. And ground chuck has been reduced to just $2.99 a pound. Their meat is always cut and ground fresh every day. Don't miss the big no-limit meat sale coming up all next week at the new Wayne IGA, the best meat market around.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
We're here on the Wayne IGA pregame show with Coach Bob Leverett. Coach, we're at Parkway tonight. So what do they have? What are we going to do to try to stop them and put points on the board for us?
Well, they're a junior-led team. They've got a nice player in Landon May. That's a 6'4 kid. Started last year as a sophomore for them. He's, I would say, their best player. He's a nice post-up kid, really good athlete. They got a nice guard in Fletcher Smith, sorry, who started last year as a sophomore also. So they've got some juniors that played last year and got some experience. So they're going to be a nice team. Just to come, depend on who comes out with the most energy tonight.
All right. And we're healthy for the most part again?
Yep. Everybody's healthy after the football game at Fort Laramie on Tuesday night. We took it pretty light on Wednesday and Thursday. Just kind of a lot of review this week on just different rotations we needed to tweak after the Laramie game. And so, yeah, we're healthy, ready to go, ready to get the MAC season started tonight.
All right. Good luck. And we'll be back with the rest of the Wayne IGA pregame show after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
If your kids think that a Christmas present has to have a controller, batteries, and involve staring at a TV for hours, then stop by Hall Brothers and let's prove them wrong. Hall Brothers has a great collection of farm toys. That's toy tractors, combines, skid loaders, pedal tractors, puzzles, play sets, and teddy bears. There's Case IH, Kubota, and International Harvester toys. Also, Hall Brothers has clothes like coats, hats, and sweatshirts for adults. Christmas shop at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
All right, and we're back here, and the Fort Recovery JV game in action here tonight at Parkway, and they came away with a 47-42 victory for Coach Toby Metzger. Their record runs 2-2. They were led tonight in scoring with Briggs Overman with 12 points, Caden Holman, freshman, with 11. Chipping in with 8 was freshman Colson Post. 7 points was Eli Leonards. And 4 points was freshman Alex Garkey. 3 points for Caden Greasy. And 2 points, rounding out the 47 points, was Gavin Evers. And the thing, Jordan, looking at that team, you know, we are all freshmen and sophomores out there playing against some, you know, some of these other teams have some juniors down. And I think that's going to pay dividends for our kids because they're getting a lot of experience against some bigger, stronger kids. And, you know, our freshmen and JV and sophomores are doing really well.
Yeah, I can't agree more, man. You know, they played super physical, super proud of all those boys. Just proud to see Greasy under there. You know, he's getting all kind of rebounds, offensive boards, big plays for the JV game.
Yeah, and, you know, you got to take a little bit of pride in that, coaching some of those kids at that younger level and knowing that you're helping building the future of the Indians program and knowing that you had those kids down there. And, you know, I think the hardest part always as a junior high coach, and you can maybe can contest to this being that yourself, is you never get to coach the kids when they're playing at their best level, because obviously they're still learning the game, but you also got to take some pride in that you're helping developing them learn the game of basketball.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, sometimes, especially at the junior high level, it's always tough, and you know, you're kind of hard on yourself or the boys, and you just want to see them succeed. And so, yeah, it's pretty proud to see them, you know, really progress in the game of basketball.
You know, and looking here, hey, by the way, look at those new
unis. Look at those boys.
Oh, they sharp. Wow. Look good. They look good. Hopefully we play good in those things.
Yes, I hope so.
Hate to have to burn a new set of uniforms if we don't play well. Coach Leverett won't be happy about that. You know, everyone looks at the points, right? And being, you know, both of us being coaches, you know, you look at the kind of the glue guys sometimes, the guys that maybe always don't get the pub or the press a little bit. And you mentioned this kid because this is a kid I wanted to talk about, sitting down there watching him, you know, with my daughter, trying to talk to her a little bit as a seventh grade girl. And, you know, watch Caden Greasy play. You know, he's not flashy. He's not going to do anything that wows you except for if you want to win. You know, he's a glue guy that if you want to win games, I want Caden Greasy on my team. Because how many offensive rebounds did he get for us in the last 2.5 minutes when it was a tie ball game that he gave back to us with chances to score?
Oh, it was huge. You know, and he's a great hustle player. That's what I always talk to the boys, especially at the junior high level, about, you know, being a hustle player. You know, it's not always about the points, but you always need those guys on your team. Usually those are the guys that create success for you.
Absolutely. You know,
That is 100% accurate. I also say you need guys to score, because if you don't score at least one more point, you're going to lose the game.
That's right.
But, you know, it helps to have those glue guys. And, you know, Caden Greasy get a great job tonight. You know, like I said, he walks out with 3 points. But I thought he was on probably our MVP, because he gave us countless chances at the end of the game for Colson Post, for Eli Leonard, for Briggs Overman, you know, for Caden Holman to step up and hit free throws late in the game because of his efforts on the offensive glass.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. You know, you need those role players. And, you know, without them guys, especially pushing the other ones in practice, and, you know, so be it. Super proud of the boys, and big win for them.
Yeah. And the scores went like this. At the end of the first quarter, we were up 17-5. And my wife was working, so we got here late, and we were watching on, you know, NFHS on the way over. And, you know, if you want to watch the varsity game and you're not here tonight, you can tune into that as well. But we were watching the game driving on the way over, and, you know, I obviously wasn't trying to watch too much as I'm driving. But, you know, she was giving me updates, and we were up big in that game.
Yeah.
And, you know, we kind of maybe got complacent, it looked like, a little bit, trying to watch on a phone on the way over. But, you know, we got a little sloppy when we got here, and, you know, we started watching. I felt like we got a little sloppy a little bit, and I think that shows in our quarters, because first quarter was 17-5 us. At the second quarter, we outscored them 10-9, and it's now 27-14 going to halftime. In the third quarter, they outscore us 12-7, and then at that point, it is 34-26 going into the fourth quarter. And so our lead had shrunk a little bit, and then that's when I thought we had a lot more turnovers in that fourth quarter a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I think they just started getting careless. You know, I think with any team, you get a big lead, and you start thinking, you know what, we got this in the bag. When, you know, you're playing a MAC school, nothing's ever finished until that clock reads 0-0-0.
Well, and we were up here sitting by each other, and watching Parkway, they got a little more handsy, right? They're getting a little more physical. They know that clock is ticking down on them, and they got to be more aggressive, especially when you're playing behind. And sometimes it's easier to play behind than it is ahead, because, you know, a lot of teams at that point when they're ahead, they play not to lose the game instead of playing to win the game. And Parkway has nothing to lose, and so they're coming out and they're ultra aggressive, and I think they got away with a little bit of hand check, fouls, you know, two hands on the ball. We had guys that, you know, Eli and Briggs were getting by people, but it's hard to get by people when you got two hands on your waist. And I think we got, you know, maybe the physicality of Parkway kind of took a little bit of toll on us as well, I thought.
You know, I agree with you. I can't trust you more in saying that, because, you know, and when you are down a little bit more of the refs, I hate to say it, are kind of on your side, because you're just trying to hustle and outwork them. And, you know, as Fort Recovery, we had a big lead, and, you know, we're just trying to protect the ball, where, you know, the refs are going to go after those guys that are, you know, hustling their butts off. And, you know, you're kind of at their demeanor.
Yeah. Coming in tonight, Parkway is 0-2 on the season, and I think we're, what, 3-1 now on the season? Parkway's loss was to Wayne Trace, at Wayne Trace, 68-48, and to a very good Crestview team here in Parkway, 44-41. So that Crestview score kind of pops out of me a little bit, because they've had a lot of success. So.
Yeah, they got the – I know Crestview has that Etzler boy. It'll be an interesting matchup tonight for sure.
All right. Well, we will get ready here. They're getting ready to do the national anthem and the starters and all that good stuff, and we'll take some commercial breaks here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show, and we'll be back.
You live in a great country with wonderful opportunities.
The holidays are here, and that means parties, and Wayne IGA has everything you'll need. Your favorite beers and wines, chips and dips, everything you'll need to make your favorite dish, their famous cheese balls, and of course their party trays, cookie trays, sandwich trays, veggie trays, fruit trays, and everybody's favorite, their meat and cheese trays. Be sure to order ahead at 375-2865. And don't forget about their ready-to-go chicken. Just grab some and head to the party. And if you want a larger quantity, just call them a few days ahead of time, and they'll have it ready to go when you get there. They can make your party planning easy. Just call Wayne IGA at 375-2865 and order your party trays and chicken. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take-and-bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take-and-bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but the high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
All right, we're back here tonight, and we have a host of MAC action here. Actually, it's early in the year, but right now St. Henry's leading the MAC with 1-0, and Vercells was 0-1, and that was a 71-62 game on December 2nd, so last Friday. So whoever plays Vercells always starts off the week earlier, since the Southwest District always starts a week earlier than the Northwest. So you want to go ahead and go through Parkway's?
Yeah, let's go through Parkway's starting five here. Number two, Trevor Stearns. He's a sophomore. We also got number 12, Fletcher Smith. He's a junior. We got another junior, Landon May. He's number 20. Number 23, Caden Berry, also a junior. And their leading scorer, Trent Rollins, number 32, he's also a junior. So a lot of juniors starting out there. They only got one senior on their team this year. So they're pretty young.
Yeah, you know, on Tuesday, we're playing Fort Laramie, who has all seniors.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we're going to Parkway, who has one senior. And as you said, a lot of sophomores and a couple juniors. And, you know, we got, I guess I'm getting old here, because at first I thought that Stearns looked like Steams.
Yeah, I thought so too.
The R at the end. I must need stronger contacts here. So the Indians are going to be starting for Coach Bob Leverett's 2-1 Indian squad. Is going to be a zero, Landon Post, who's a 6-foot senior. Number 10, Troy Holman, who's a 6-foot junior, will round out our guards right there. And then in our forward position, I guess you would call it, is number 12, Rex Leverett, who's a 6'4 junior. Kel Rammel, number 22, is 6'5 senior. And I guess you'd say our post player at 6'7", number 21, a senior, Daniel Patch. Because reality, all those guys play on the perimeter for the most part.
Yeah, yeah. You know, as much as I want to say Daniel's a post player, he does just as well shooting the ball outside. So I'll take the best of both worlds with Daniel.
Yeah. And, you know, something you had talked about and we talked about on Tuesday was getting some guys to kind of help Kel. And right now, Landon, I think Landon's playing phenomenal basketball. I'm so happy for that young man as a senior, you know, coming out and help contribute and playing a big part. We got to have some other guys step up. And, you know, we talked about three guys in particular, Daniel Patch, Rex Leverett, and Reese Guggenbiller. And after Tuesday night's loss to Far Laramie, I know three guys that stayed after the gym for about 45 minutes to an hour and got up a lot of shots, and that would have been Daniel, Reese, and Rex.
That's so awesome. That's,
you know,
awesome.
They were upset that they felt like they didn't help the team out, and so I think when you got a group of kids like that, I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah, especially whenever you know you're pushing each other and making each other better.
And Cal Rimmel gets the tip, and Troy Holman's bringing it down. It looks like Park Way is going to go man-to-man, so we'll see what we can do here to get started. Great drive and basket. Oh, no basket. Ooh, looked like he actually got fouled. They didn't call it, but Cal Rimmel misses the inside scoop. Parkway quickly back in transition. Swinging the ball around the floor right now, Parkway.
Fort Recovery coming out in a man defense.
Yep. Nice drive in there and laid it in for number two, Trevor Stearns, 6'1 sophomore. Right now they're going 1-2-2 full court trap here against the Indians. Indians working the ball across. Troy over to Kel. Kel back up to Daniel Patch. Wide open three. Get in there. That's too hard.
Ooh.
Good look, though.
Absolutely.
Rex Leverett stays with it. Ooh, little shove there right in front of the official they didn't want to call.
I think we're going to already see a physical game coming out right now.
Yeah. Great offense by the Indians. Nice driving and kick out there. And hit the back of the iron. But good look for the Indians. And we just got to continue to make sure we keep shooting those. Parkway's doing a great job right now. Running a set here. Working the ball around. Open three, no good for Parkway, and rebound's going to come off, and it will be Indians' ball, they say.
You know, Doug Hughes, he does a great job keeping his teams disciplined and, like you said, running some good sets here. And
this is the old Vercells stuff that Vercells used to run with the McElDownies, if you recall, playing against some of that stuff. And they're running the exact same stuff right here. So, again, full court pressure. Indians break it here right now. I don't know if they're really trying to trap very much, but more so just... Landon Post tries to get in inside to Daniel Patch, who has a height advantage and hit the side of the backboard. But the Indians were, you know, I think more or less just trying to slow us down a little bit.
Yeah.
Parkway gets the ball inside to number 20, Landon May, who Daniel Patch is guarding. 6'5 junior there, and throws it right back out. Fletcher Smith is out here calling the offense over to May. May looking to drive. Stop. Walking.
Ooh, travel.
No, well, travel, they didn't want to call
it. Yeah, they did not.
So, throws up a shot and comes up short. Cal Rimmel with the rebound. Dribbles him down the floor. Swings over to Landon. Hit that, Landon. Great looking three
good
for Landon. Post
three.
And a foul. We'll take that. Absolutely.
Chance for a four-point play for Landon Post.
We'll take it out underneath, too. Give us a chance for three more here. That'd be a six-point trip. We'd take that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, we would.
They are going to give him that, though. Looked like he pointed to the floor like he was calling it on the floor after the shot. But Landon Post with the three. Assist to Cal Rimmel. Indians up here 3-2. Landon Post is going to be haul bro the free throw line, and no good. Parkway with a rebound. Fletcher Smith bringing it up against Troy Holman. Indians are playing stingy man-to-man defense right now to start off. Parkway's working the ball around on the right-hand side. Three out here on the top for Caden Berry, and no good. Great box out by the Indians. Landon Post with the rebound. Looking to push in transition on the right-hand side in front of Coach Hughes. Swings it across to Cal Rimmel at top of the left. Back over to Troy Holman on the left-hand side, right in front of the Parkway student section. Inside to Daniel Patch. Squares back up. Out to Cal Rimmel. Kel, nice drive. Stops in the paint. Turner looks. Daniel Patch open three again.
Big three.
Boom!
That's what I like to see out of Daniel.
Yeah.
A little inside-outside action. That's perfect.
Yep. Nice driving kick for Cal Rimmel. And I would say the students gave him a little heckling down the floor because he turned and gave him a little three-ball sign. So great defense by Cal Rimmel on a steal.
He's stuck there in the
help
corner.
Help him out. Yep, they were trapping him in the corner. Daniel up to head to Rex. Hit that, Rexy. Rex was wide open, turned down to three. Troy Holman with the drive. Got fouled. They didn't call anything. Ah, man, they're letting them be a little physical.
Yeah, they are.
I don't mind being physical, but not when we're shooting.
I agree.
I mean, Troy, I think, just got mugged on that one. May has the ball up top. Indians switch. Swings it over to Fletcher Smith, guarded by Daniel. This might be a mismatch right here. Keep him in front, Daniel.
Good gap control there by Daniel.
Yep. Working hard in there.
Good job.
Nice job. Great defense by the Indians. May drives in. Nice switch.
Oh, stay down.
Tested. Yep. Indians right now working hard on defense. Great defense. Get a rebound, though, fellas. It shots up and missed. No good. Blocked by Carroll. Oh, my goodness. Then we're going to call that. Kel Rammel with the rejection, but they say he fouled him, and I'm okay with that if we call the other five on our
end.
You know? But if we're not going to call those five on our end that we got mugged on, then we can't call this down here either to be consistent.
Absolutely.
Parkway, I like them right now. They're aggressive for young kids. I mean, you got to think, these are the first time these guys have seen MAC action as sophomores and some juniors.
Yeah, yeah. Number two, their Stearns just hit his first free throw.
6-3, Indians lead, 6-4 now. Hits the second one. 4:25 to go in the first quarter. And Fowler Mechanical scoreboard here.
They come back out in their 1-2-2.
Yep. Indians breaking that. Cal Ramo across on the right-hand side. Swings it over to Daniel Patch on the left. They're trying to get it to Cal Ramo inside. We got to get it in there. Yep. Kick ball. I like it right now. Kel has the advantage, so let's get the ball in there to him.
Yes.
Let him go to work, maybe get some foul trouble. Let's get him some easy looks for us.
And, you know, hopefully we can recognize that they're having that backside help come across, so hopefully Kel recognizes that we'll have that open guy on that.
Yep, opposite. Plus we can skip it, right, on the backside because the help guy's in there, and then Kel sealed up because they're trying to front him.
Yeah.
Now we can throw it across on the other side of the floor, too. So then open three for Daniel Patch up top. Good.
Three ball.
That 45 minutes might have paid off, but then right now it's 2-for-3.
I think so.
Indians take a 9-4 lead. Parkway quickly down the floor and Stearns, swinging the ball over to Fletcher Smith. Over to back up top from a three is Caden Berry. Misses it. Parkway gets an offensive rebound. Right now, Smith's trying to take Daniel off the dribble. Great defense by help side by Troy Holman and Landon Post. Nice split right there. Nice move by the Parkway Panther.
Another offensive rebound.
Nope. Ripping it.
Oh.
Oh, push it, Rex. Jeez. They shot, missed. Daniel gets a rebound, pushes it down to Rex. That's a – no way.
No way.
They called a charge on Rex. I'm not liking that call. Rex drives in there. They're saying he dipped his shoulder, but I'm thinking he dipped it because he had a kid pulling him down is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, Caden Berry was running with him side and side. Rex goes up and lands right into him, and unfortunately they called a charge on Rex.
Yeah, our freshman up here doing the camera crew, Caden Holman, who's a Bears fan like myself, says holding.
I won't hold that against you.
Right, Caden? We call holding? I agree. Right now, Landon Post is working Trevor Stearns full court, and Landon's doing a great job defensively right here on him. I like that matchup for the Indians. Great help side by Troy Holman right now, trying to get split. Berry for three, no good. Cal Ramo clears the
big
board.
Rebound.
Pushes it over here to Landon Post in transition. 3 minutes to go. Indians ahead, 9-4. Swings it over to Cal Ramo. Nice drive up, and they call foul. Nice job, Indians. Landon Post turns down a shot. Could have been a three in transition, which you like because you got chances to rebound. No one's guarding you because everyone's getting back on defense in the paint. Instead, he turns it down for Cal Ramo, and he drives in and gets fouled.
That's great.
That's good offense.
Yes, it is.
And an unselfish play by the senior, who's been hot for us right now in Landon Post. And right now, I'm not sure what's going on.
Trent Rollins checked back into the game for Landon May.
And he's over there holding his hand and talking with Coach Hughes. Cal Ramo misses the free throw on the Hall Brother free throw line, and the trainer is come checking out Landon there. And Coach Hughes, I believe it was his son who got hurt in the JV game. They brought crutches over, so that's not a good sign. Ooh, so hopefully that young man, I know he's a real nice ball player, and he's over in street clothes right now.
Oh, okay.
And he usually dresses. So Cal Ramo does hit the free throw, second free throw, giving us a 10-4 lead with 2:50 to go. But hopefully that young man is okay. Drive up there, wild shot by Stearns, and Cal Ramo kind of changed that shot, and they're going to call out of bounds on the Indians. Alex Dews and Riggs Toby checks in, replacing Cal Ramo and Daniel Patch. And I love this lineup too, Jordan.
Yeah, we've seen this against Fort Laramie. I mean, they played super scrappy. I mean, big defensive group here we got right now.
This is our rat race group, I call
it. Yes, it is. That's perfect. Perfect analogy for this group.
And a shot there by Parkway and a missed shot by Berry. And a great box out by Alex Dews, and they get a call for over the back. So it'll be Indians ball. Landon Post is getting ready to trigger it in.
Looks like they're just going to put some man pressure on us.
Yeah. We got Troy Holman in there with Reese Guggenbiller up front. And in the back court, or in the front court, I should say, we got Alex Dews and Riggs Toby down there.
It's 10-4 Fort Recovery. 2 minutes and 43 seconds left in the first quarter here.
Follow the mechanical scoreboard. Troy Holman getting a little trap pressure. Swings it across the land post, and the Panthers fall back, as you said, man-to-man. Reese Greenville has the ball up top, swings it over to Alex Dews in front of the Parkway bench on the right-hand side. Troy Holman has the ball, drives in baseline, probing a little bit, see what he can get. Swings out to the landing post up top. Nice drive to the middle. Pulls a three. A little strong. They call foul on the three-point shot. Missed shot by Landon, but doesn't count on the stat sheet since he got fouled. So he'll be going to the free throw line shooting three free throws. Yeah. The student section says, you can't do that.
That's right. We big play for the Landon post there.
Great student section here tonight in their fluorescent colors. First free throw up in the Hall Brothers free throw line is good for Landon.
What is that, the construction theme? Is it?
Must be. I'm not really sure. A lot of construction shirts. Hopefully they paid for those and didn't steal them. Landon post is a little strong in the second one. Right now, Indians lead with 2:18 to go in the first quarter. Fall Mechanical scoreboard is 11-4.
And right now, I'm kind of shocked that Parkway don't have one of their leading scores in there, that Trent Rollins. He's been averaging 13 points a game for them in their first two games. So
Landon hits the second one, giving us a 12-8 lead. Landon has five right now. Daniel with six. And Kel has one. So. Oh, nice back screen action by Parkway. Gets it inside to Trevor Stearns. That's that Vercells action I was telling you about in transition. You're swinging the ball from side to side and make everyone work, and they get you on a back screen.
And that Trevor Stearns, he makes up all 6 points that they have right now.
Indians right now are being patient on offense, swinging the ball, reversing it. Atlanta Post has it on the left-hand wing. Thinks about a three, drives in there, stops. Pivots, nice back cut by Riggs. Alex Dews with the rebound, gets it deflected, out of bounds on Parkway. Nice ball movement by Riggs Toby without the ball.
Yeah.
Anytime a guy dribbles into the post or whatever, you don't want to be standing and watching. You want to be moving because your man's usually looking down at the ball. And so Riggs did that and found it. Just missed the shot there.
And Alex Ducey had good position on the other side.
Yep. The Indians struggling to get it in, but do throw it out to half court to Reese Guggenbiller. Swings it on the left-hand side to Landon Post. Back up to Riggs. Riggs back over to Alex on the left-hand side. Alex dribbling in. See right there, you got hands on him. That's a foul. Nice drive by Reese Guggenbiller. A little strong. Up and deflected.
Good look.
Yeah, Landon May has the rebound. Swings it over to Stearns. Stearns in quickly in transition. Kicks out to number 10 who just checked in. Samples. Open three. Misses it. Stearns with the rebound. They got the ball. How about we travel? We didn't want to call the moving feet, I guess. Instead, we're going to call a reach in.
Reach.
Almost looked like
I didn't see who that was on.
Right now, the Indians only have two fouls on the scoreboard, and they're not putting it up there yet.
For anybody. We'll take that, too.
Not in foul trouble but at this point. But Parkway does trigger it into May on the left-hand side, guarded by Riggs Toby. Drives in. Nice spin move. Throws up a wild shot, though. Alex Lewis with the rebound. Throws it out with the Riggs Toby in transition. Tack him here. Reese back to him. Nice cut. Just deflected. Up. Recovered back by Landon Post. Ball knocked away. Went all the way across the court. Landon picks it up. We got lucky there. Reese swings it over to Troy Holman up top. Looking to drive in a kick. Keeps it. Stop. Pops. Goes up. A little strong. No one boxes him out. Gets a rebound. Yep. Holding call right there. Nice job. Great effort there by Troy Holman.
Yeah. Good look for him, too. We got less than a minute here in the first quarter. Fort Recovery 12 and Parkway 6.
Well, Follow Mechanical's been a good first quarter sponsor here for us. Thank you, Chad Lynn. Appreciate that. And he's triggering the ball in underneath Parkway's basket. And they call him cut or contact?
Bleeding?
I don't know. That's what Alex Dews is coming out. Looks like maybe he has a cut, I'm guessing, on his head. Goes Jip. Jill's over there. You can see the blood running down a little bit. Jill's over there checking him out. Nice little inbounds play to Riggs Toby. Up and misses it. Kel Ramo, nice putback. That was almost a tip dunk.
Yeah, I think so.
He had a great dunk last year, Kel Ramo did here. Hopefully he can showcase that again.
Snap that wrist a little bit.
Carrying the ball. Great defense by Troy Holman. Get it to a turnover on the Parkway Panthers, and Coach Hughes is a little frustrated right now. 14-6.
And, you know, some of these boys, we don't get to talk about them much, but, like, Troy Holman, I mean, his defense is, you know, undeniably one of the best on our team.
You know, I'm a pretty good shooter. I would not want him guarding me.
I would not either. I tell you, he is all over the
place. To get me open off of Troy, I can tell you that. He would steal it from me in a heartbeat. 20 seconds right now. Kel Ramo has the ball at half court, and they're looking to come and jump him. We saw this the other day. They're trying to get the ball out of his hands. Good attack again. Kel, great drive. We'll
good
take
finish.
A layup.
Good job.
Kel Ramo had a tack on the right-hand side, dribbles into the left, and scores on a layup at 6 seconds. Parkway's coming down. Good help side defense right there. Samples driving in. Nice. Ooh, late call. 0.4 seconds.
I tell you, they're getting some good calls for them right now, and
yep.
I can't figure those out.
Fletcher Smith drives in, and they call a foul on Troy Holman with 0.4 seconds to go, and I think Troy's hands were straight up on that one.
Yeah, I don't know how, you know, obviously a ref sees something a lot different than what we do up here. But
yeah, we might be biased, too.
But, you know,
a little further away.
Yeah. When they don't leave the floor and their hands are straight up, that's a hard call to see be made.
Yep. Pushing the back, they didn't want to call, but he hits the first one is Fletcher Smith. Misses the second one, hard on the rebound. Indians corral it. Time goes off the clock. It's 16-7 Indians into the first quarter. Your quick evaluation of that quarter?
You know, we came out, we played pretty hard. We shot the ball really well. I think what I'm super proud about is we get down the floor and nobody's stagnant. You know, we're moving, we're flying, we're cutting all over the place. 16-7. Really can't ask for much more right now from these boys.
Nope, not at all. And word from one of our sponsors here as we take a commercial break. Tin Cupboard.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes. Quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
All right, it's Parkway ball to start the quarter again in 16-7. And our second quarter sponsor is K&L Tractors. Indians right now have their starters back in, minus Landon, and Reese Guggenbiller's in for him. Doing a great job on the defensive end to start right here. May has the ball up top, guarded by Daniel Patch. Fletcher Smith, or Stearns has the ball. Kick over to Barry for three. Misses it. Great defensive rebound and block out by Cal Rammel. Right now, I don't know if the scouting report has let that kid shoot, but he's getting some good looks. Hopefully he doesn't hit any of those.
Yeah, you're right.
He looks good shooting them. Right now, Parkway shifts to a 2-3 zone. Cal Rammel has the ball on the left-hand side. Screen over to Rex Leverett. Indians running their zone motion. Back up to Cal Rammel up top. Over to Reese Guggenbiller for open three. Good for
Big
Reese
shot.
Guggenbiller for three. Again, that hard work the other day pays off for Reese. Him and Daniel and Rex both stayed, all three stayed after the other day after the Laramie game. And right now, those guys have three threes for us. So,
and you know, I'm kind of shocked Doug Hughes came out in a 2-3 zone the way we're shooting a three ball.
Yeah. May drives in, gets fouled by Daniel Patch. That'll be his first. Be team's fourth, so he'll be taken out underneath as it's a common foul. Yeah, I am a little bit too.
You know, it just puzzles me.
But, you know, we haven't shot it well on the year so far.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Back screen right here. We cover that well. Ooh. Great defense by Riggs Toby. Almost steals the inbounds pass. We had that play read. Great scouting report right there. Parkway ball again, triggering it underneath. Throws it back to half court because the Indians are well defending. Fletcher Smith has the ball on the left-hand side over there in front of Coach Sheffer and Metzger and Leverett. Dribble handoff over here to Barry. Barry stops and pops. Long on the end. Tips out of bounce. Going to be...
Every ball.
Yeah, four recovery ball. Landon Post checks in, replaces Riggs Toby. Riggs gave us good minutes right there.
Yeah, very good.
A lot of hands on balls. Very active on the offensive end. Love to see that. That's how you get more minutes.
Yeah. It looks like Parkway's going to come back out in that 1-2-2 full court there.
Don't you think this is just to kind of slow us down a little bit?
I
don't think it's really tried to trap us. It may later on, but especially with Cal Rammel, 6'5", bringing the ball down the floor. That's hard to trap him.
Yeah, it looks like they're just filling the spots here.
Yeah. Gets it across the landing post, and they hit it out of bounds. So it'll be our ball in front of the student section. Landon triggers it into Kel Ramo. Wide open three. They don't even guard him, and he hits it. Great. Great out-of-bounds play. Don't guard us. And Kel turns and pops it and hits a three. And Coach Hughes is not happy about that and takes a full timeout.
I don't see them going back into a zone defense. If they do, I'll be shocked.
Yeah. Let's hear some words from Fowler Mechanical, who's our first quarter scoreboard, and we'll be right back.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
You know, it's...
Yeah, go ahead. We're talking off air a little bit here about, you know, one of the stats that jumped out to you already here in the second quarter with 6:11 to go, and it's 22-7 Indians. Go ahead.
You know, right now we're 5-for-7 from the three-point line. That's incredible. And, you know, like you were talking, you know, holding the boys accountable, those three guys, you know, getting those extra shots up. That's what you need out of your team, you know. Whenever you do stuff like that and you get other teammates shooting, I mean – all you're doing right now is you're boosting your confidence, and, you know, that's going to be great for all these boys.
Well, you know, and something, you know, we talk about a lot at our house is if you put in the work, no one can take your confidence away. You know, guys who aren't confident are guys who didn't put in the work. If you put in the work, you're going to be confident. And so, you know, like you said, it's definitely showing here tonight. And when you have that confidence, you shoot it, you know. That next shot in your mind is going in. So.
Yeah, very well said. Very well said.
Great defensive transition here for the Indians. They come out at 1-3-1, making Parkway because, you know, they just took a timeout. They just talked about some, hey, let's run this set probably coming out, try to get a good look, and we change up that defense.
That's perfect.
Open three, no good for Parkway. Rex Leverett clears the glass. And, again, we're long down there with Daniel at 6'7", Rex at 6'4", and Kel at 6'5". But then you throw Reese and Landon, who have long arms and athletes out there. Rex Leverett, wide open three, no good, a little strong, but again, they stayed in that 2-3 zone.
They did. I was not expecting that, and Parkway, it looks like they went back with pretty much their starting five, besides, looks like they also have Landon May in there.
And they're going to call a hand check down there on Kel Remmel, right in front of the bench. But, you know, Coach Hughes is saying, hey, you haven't had a great shooting performance yet. Let's see if you can stay hot the whole game.
Yeah.
Good strategy on his part if it works. And I know for the Indian standpoint, Coach Lorez is like, hey, they knocked it out of bounds right here. Great defense by Riggs Guggenbiller. But in his mind, he's like, hey, we spent a lot of time trying to put in new stuff in. We haven't spent a lot of time shooting. So our legs will come, and so will our shots. So.
You know, not only our offense has looked great, but our defense, you know, right now they only have two guys in the scoring column. That's impressive.
And hold them to 7 points right now. Now they're calling some cheap stuff here, and Reese Guggenbiller gets called for a hand check. It looks like on a blocking call. And so that's going to be 1-1 for Parkway, which is a little worrisome for me right now.
Yeah, Braden Bruins will be at the line.
And actually, they called that on Daniel. Daniel has two fouls, and so does Rex Leverett. So two of our starters got two fouls. And Braden Bruns, 5'10 sophomore, steps up and hits that free throw on the Hall Brothers free throw line. I guess we'll give Hall Brothers credit, even though it's Parkway
Parkway's
hitting free
throw line.
Hits the second one. Cutting into lead. Now it's 22-9. That'll be something to watch out with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter here, how we handle our defense and how we keep guys out of foul trouble. Landon Post breaks the trap with Kel Ramel, throws it over to Kel Ramel. Kel Ramel drives in, stops, passes it to Rex Leverett. Shot fakes to go up, gets called for the foul. Nice shot fake there by Rex Leverett. Great pass by Kel Ramel.
Yeah, good look. Very good look by Rex there.
So Rex will step to the Hall Brothers free throw line.
I tell you, Kel Ramel, he offers so much when that ball touches his hands. I mean, just him getting to the rim, the amount of pressure he draws, it's incredible.
Rex Leverett with the first one of the charity tosses going in. Yeah, because you got to guard him at the three-point line. Then he can get by you. He can finish at the rim with a dunk if he wants to and posterize you. Yeah. He can stop and shot and shoot a little pull-up, and he can pass it. So he's got the whole package.
Yeah, he does.
And right there goes after a missed free throw by Rex Leverett and tips it out of bounds, trying to corral the rebound. It'll be Parkway ball, 23-9 on the K&L Tractors second quarter scoreboard with under 5 minutes to go.
Fort Recovery comes back from their man defense.
Meg tries to drive on Daniel. Loses it. Throws it over to Bruns. Open three, no good. Rex Leverett goes up for a rebound, corrals it.
Big defensive rebound.
Yeah, went up there high. Coach is telling, hey, great rebound, but chin the thing there, Rex.
Yeah.
Dana Patch has the ball over there, trying to get it into Kel Ramel. Throws it in there, power up Kel. Good. Nice left-handed, but gets fouled on the finish. No good for Kel, but we'll be going to the free throw line. That's also like you talked about with Daniel. You know, he's been struggling. You know, he knows that. But he hit two threes tonight. So what happens to his man on defense now? He comes out on him. So now you got a 6'7 guy passing to your 6'5 guy inside because he can see over people and gets it in there. Now Kel can kind of go to town on that.
Yeah.
That's an advantage kind of there for the Indians.
Yeah, one really good look that I like is when Daniel is posting up down low and, you know, Kale takes it to the lane. Daniel knows that, hey, I'm going to come out and, you know, you can't guard both the guys, so. Yeah. Second one good.
Yeah, 25-9 Indians lead. Kale is the first player with double digits here, having 10 points. He's been our leader throughout the year and will continue to be there on all ends of the floor. Great defense here by Rex Leverett against Barry. Barry drives in. Great help side. Daniel, just put your hands up. Daniel had a chance to block it or at least contest it. Instead, he put his hands down and it gets called for the foul. And I think that's going to be his third.
Ooh. Yeah. I foresee Leverett there. It looks like a sub's going to be coming in.
And Daniel's mom gives him some great coaching advice from the stands. Hold your hands up, not out. Great job, Mom. Probably never been told that a time or two in his life. You're 6'7 with your arms, you're about 7'5. Be big, right?
Trying to rob the basket there.
Barry steps up, hits the first one, and hits the second one. Right now it's 25-11. Again, Parkway's in a full court trap. Indians break it. Landon Post over on the side, swings it up to Kel Ramel. Kel drives in. No one guards him. We'll take that. Left-handed finish, no good. That's one of his easier shots there. Missed, is it? And pushes it up, almost turns it over Parkway, but corrals the rebound of Samples. Over to May. May drives in, stop. Throws it apart off the glass. No one boxes him out. Kicks it out to Samples for three. No good. Troy Holman with the rebound. Push it up there, Troy. In transition. Troy's driving in. On the right-hand side, stop, pops, and goes up, and no good, but they call a foul. That is effort play right there by Troy Holman.
Absolutely. You know, and that's... those are some of the great things he does really well is, you know, he's come so far along with being able to control himself and the ball, and great play there by him.
He gets the defensive rebound, goes coast to coast.
Yeah.
No one stops the ball. Hey, if you're not going to guard me, I'll go shoot a layup.
Yeah.
They go and shoot. Fouling. First free throw up, no good on the Hall Brothers free throw line. Alex Dew's checking in to replace Rex Leverett, who has two fouls. Good coaching move right there by Toby Mesker, who does our subby. Our JV coach, former player of mine. You probably played against Toby, didn't you?
I did.
So right now on the floor for the Indians, we got Kel Ramo, Alex Dews, Troy Holman, Reese Guggenmiller, and Landon Post. Troy eyes and flies the second one, and call that a shooter's touch roll by Troy Holman there. Hits the back of the rim and goes straight up and straight down into the hoop. 26-11 Indians. Reese Guggenmiller right now, he's going to get one of those steals. He is so quick and athletic on our state track team here. Oh, ducked his shoulder, Samples, and they're calling a blocking call?
That's a tough call right there.
Oh, my goodness. Troy Holman, he's definitely the glue guy, the Caden Greasy of the varsity team.
I would agree with that. You know, those calls, too, are so frustrating. When your defense and the offense is the one that goes into the defender.
And lowers his shoulder.
Oh.
Not just goes into him, but he's ducking his shoulder into him. So now that puts two fouls on Troy Holman. Indians in a little bit of a foul trouble right now. And so Riggs, Toby checks in, I should say, which just helps. We got some depth. Give Alex and Riggs a little chance to play here a little bit more. And Fletcher Smith steps up and hits that free throw. Splits the pair, 26-12. And there's a reach in, They don't want to call
one, two,
that
two.
One. Yep. Kel throws it over to Landon, back to Kel, back to Landon. Landon drives in, stop, pops, throws it over to Alex Dews. Alex throws it over the rim. But great pass by Landon Post. Landon May up and
big finish for Parkway.
Right now, we got to weather this next 2 minutes and 50 seconds with three of our starters in foul trouble here. Riggs Toby gets it across to Reese Guggenmiller, back over to Landon Post. Landon dribbles on the left-hand side. Back over to jump stops in the middle. Get out of there, Landon. Throws it back up to Cal Rammel. Cal Rammel drives in. Getting pressured here hard. Back over to Reese. Reese stops, pops.
Look.
Round the rim, round the rim. No good. Parkway with the rebound. Throws it over to Bruns. Bruns quickly in transition on the right side over here. To Smith Samples. Throws it over to May, and they're going to call foul. Right now, we're getting called for every single foul possible. And I don't think it's being reciprocated on the other end.
I agree with you. You know, we kind of have that, like you said before, that rat race group in, and which they're playing phenomenal. But I think now we're starting to get, you know, almost a little aggressive where they're trying to call the ticky-tack fouls.
Well, they let that stuff go early.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
now right. It's being called differently. So this is where our guys got to understand that, recognize it, and be able to make those adjustments as a player in game, which is hard.
And I think you can contest this as a former post player, but, you know, when you got big guys in, it's a lot easier to, you know, let things slide. And there's a lot of guards in the game now, so
yeah.
I think you're trying to pick it apart a little bit.
Yep. Misses the free throws, and he's getting a ball, rebound. Coming down here, Riggs has the ball, swings it over to Reese. Get him inside. There you are. Cal Rammel has the ball, kicks it out to Alex Deuce for three. A little strong. Right now, we got to recognize.
Ooh, big steal there by Reese Guggenbiller.
Nice job. Power up, Cal. Good. Laid in by Cal Rammel. Nice play by Reese Guggenbiller.
Brings the score to 28-14 on the K&L Tractor scoreboard.
I was going to say, we got to recognize, we got to get Cal touches at this point. You
we
know,
do.
It's a 14-point game right now, 28-14 with a minute 40 to go. You know, felt like the lead was starting to slip for us a little bit. We got to recognize that and get Cal the ball. Parkway swinging the ball around on offense. May has the ball right now. Nice little spin move. Drive in there. Goes up and misses it. Cal Rammel with the rebound.
Good defense there by Riggs Toby.
Yep, push it ahead. Attack him, Cal. Nice drive in there. Left-hand scoop shot up and no good, but calls the foul.
I tell you, he's come a long way with his left hand, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
You know, I'm not trying to compare that, but that was kind of a Greg Colic move because if you know Greg, which I know you play a lot of old man open gym, even though you're not old, but... Cal Rammel goes up short on the first free throw, Hall Brother free throw shot. But Greg loved going with his left hand. And you know, it was hard for players because most people are used to forcing people left, right? We can make guys go, we can. But when you got someone who loves to go, we can, like Cal Rammel does as well, that's hard.
You know, and playing against him, I, you know, got to play against Greg. And, you know, you don't anticipate that
right.
as a defender. So it's such a big advantage when you're on offense. And
Cal does miss both free throws. Those are hard at this point here. Mm. I guess we'll let that slide, Kel. Oh,
ooh.
Fakes a three. Yep.
Good call there.
He goes to shoot it, and Riggs Toby closes out really well. And Fletcher Smith jumps in the air and lands back down and tried to get away with one of those jump-in-the-air dribble moves. And
calling for a travel.
Yep. Only in the NBA do they do that, where you get six steps and everything else. Parkway again applies some full-court pressure, and Kel and Landon break that easily. Landon, wide open three. Get in there. Hard off the
good
back
look.
End. Ooh, there's a collision, and they're going to call a foul on Alex Dews. That's a tough play on Alex because he's just going hard for the glass, the Parkway. Panther jumps in the air and didn't mean to hit him, and he kind of actually just lands on Alex and collision there. It looks like all of them are right, hopefully.
Big hustle play there for Alex, you know.
Looks like Barry is going to step to the line. Caden Barry, 6'1 junior.
It was a great look for Landon, too, honestly. I thought he had that.
Look good from our angle up here, up high in the, I don't know, like, is this the den or anything? They call this the Parkway Den or something?
You know,
something?
I'm not too sure.
I don't know. It's a beautiful gymnasium here. And athletic director Matt Triplett, former principal, was a principal of mine, great guy. So hits the free throws. 28-15 with 51 seconds to go here in K&L Tractors. Second quarter scoreboard.
Under a minute.
Yep. Landon Post has the ball on the right-hand side. Over to Alex Dews on the right. Back up to Kel. Fakes a three. Nice little give-and-go play with him and Riggs. Right now, Indians are running five out, trying to get Kel ISO'd. He stops in on the cut. Power up there. Oh, shoving it back. No call.
Good kick
Alex
out.
Alex Dews, no good. Misses it. Landon Post with the steal. Trying to force in transition. Landon gets the steal. Kicks over to Kel Rammel. Right now, we need to recognize time and situation. 13 seconds, take one shot. And Kel tells him, hey, pull it out one. Great,
senior
great play.
Leadership.
Yep, absolutely by Cal Rammel. Let's go a little ISO 1-4. Ooh, Kel.
deep three.
Cal Ramel good from about 28 feet. Cal Ramel with a little step back three and takes a deep breath walking off the floor.
That thing didn't touch nothing but net there.
That hit the bottom of the net for Cal Ramel. 31-15, Indians lead at halftime. Quick little evaluation of that there, Jordan.
You know, shooting threes, we're looking great. Hopefully we can clean up some of the fouls. But really, all in all, offensively, you know, we look like we're unstoppable. I'm loving the ball movement. We're getting the ball down the floor. We really didn't give up any turnovers on their 1-2-2 or anything like that. You know, on the defensive side, we keep boxing out and playing that tight defense. I think this margin is going to get a little bit deeper.
Good. All right. We'll hear some sponsors, word from our sponsors here with Cooper Farms Halftime Show.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
If your kids think that a Christmas present has to have a controller, batteries, and involve staring at a TV for hours, then stop by Hall Brothers and let's prove them wrong. Hall Brothers has a great collection of farm toys. That's toy tractors, combines, skid loaders, pedal tractors, puzzles, play sets, and teddy bears. There's Case IH, Kubota, and International Harvester toys. Also, Hall Brothers has clothes like coats, hats, and sweatshirts for adults. Christmas shop at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
And we're back here at the Parkway Panthers Gymnasium. I'm going to call it the Parkway Den. How about that?
The Parkway Panther, Den.
Panther Den. I don't know. Needs a name if it doesn't have one. Right here over here in Rockford. Fort Recovery Indians come out really on a, I'd say, I'd call it a hot shooting night, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
At one point, halfway through the second quarter, I think we were 5 of 7 from threes, and I think at that point we hit two or three more. And we haven't really missed that much, really. Maybe a few here and there. I'd say we're probably shooting, what, maybe 7 or 8 for 11 or 12?
Yeah, I would say. I would agree with that.
All right, so leading the way for the Indians is Kel Ramel with 15, and we were talking off air here. It's kind of a quick and a quiet 15.
Yeah. You know, I was just saying the same thing to you, and it doesn't seem like it's 15, but, you know, the way he's always ball-hawking around the rim and doing a great job under there.
You know, at one point, Daniel hit two threes, had six. Landon had five. They had our 11 of, like, our 14 or 13 points. And then all of a sudden, I look back up at the scoreboard, and Kel has 15 going to halftime.
Yeah. And, you know, that big three there at the end, too, that also helped. But
That was next level move right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it was. Yes,
I mean, because one, my thought was, don't shoot it yet. You know, there's about 6-7 seconds left.
And it was kind of contested, you know.
Yeah, and it was about 28 feet. Like, get a better shot there, Kel. And then all of a sudden, he just turns around and walks away as it goes in through the net, bottom of the net. But like I said, Kel has 15 for us tonight. Daniel Patch has 6. Landon Post has 5. So right there, our three seniors account for 26 of our 31 points.
That's impressive, and that's awesome for your team too, especially when you build that confidence within your team. And talk about some good leadership there.
Absolutely. And then Reese Guggenbiller hits another 3, and that's his 3 points. And we're thinking we're too short, and we're thinking it was Troy Holman getting a basket or 2 free throws, but we're not going to bet the farm on it. So we had it narrowed down to the Rex, Troy, or Alex. And well, I think it was Troy, so
I think you're right.
We'll wait and see when he comes back out and do the starters there.
But there we go.
Anyway, and for Parkway, I didn't really look at their scoring. Did you have?
Yeah, Trevor Stearns, he's at 6 points. Besides that, he's their main leader. Braden Bruins, Fletcher Smith, Landon May, Caden Berry, they all chip in with 2.
You know, you talked about the Rollins kid at the beginning had like 13 or so averaging coming into the night. And I know it's early in the year, but I don't know if he's even really been on the floor.
No.
I don't know if he's hurt or what's going on there.
It kind of shocks me as well because, you know, you're averaging 13 between their first 2 games, especially their big game against Crestview. I kind of thought they would be looking more to get him the ball.
And Coach Leverett said, you know, the May kid was their best player kind of returning from last year, and he's got 2 points.
Yeah.
You know, so the Rollins and the May kid are both juniors for them, both nice size. May's 6'5", and, you know, Rollins is 6'3". And, you know, right now they have 2 points combined from their leading 2 scorers. So, you know, I'd say that's a great defensive job by the Indians.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think, and you see this as well, but I think with our depth and the experience we have with our seniors, I think that you can tell that night and day on this court right now.
Yeah, you know, it's really, you know, not taking anything away or trying to diminish anything about Parkway, but right now it's seniors and juniors with some experience. You know, not that we have a ton of experience, but Troy Holman's a junior who's played varsity. You know, Reese and Riggs and Alex and Rex are kind of, you know, new varsity guys, but you know, we got 3 seniors who've played, and we got Troy Holman, who's a junior who's played. So that gives us 4 guys who've had varsity experience. And you can just tell they're sophomores and juniors right now. They're going to be, I think, you know, their future looks very bright here at Parkway. Coach Hughes has to be excited about that. But you can just tell right now, it's and obviously it's early. There's a whole half to be played, but hopefully we can continue that trend.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I totally agree with that. And I can, you know, I'm sure Doug Hughes can attest to, you know, his boys, they're just flying around. And
they're
playing
hard.
You know, yeah, they are. You know, he does a great job at rallying his boys, and I'm anxious to see what he's going to bring out in the second half.
All right, well, let's hear some sponsors from Fort Recovery Insurance, and we'll be back for our Cooper Farm halftime break.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to one of the elves.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any elves here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Well, if you're an elf, will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV.
See what the elves have waiting for you, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews, Account Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with the Golden Power Lift Recliner for your loved one. We have an assortment of chairs in stock. Choose from a variety of sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors. Let our experienced specialist assist you in choosing a lift recliner best suited to meet your loved one's needs. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Learn more at KautPharmacy.com. Kaut Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
And we're back here at Parkway. Again, the Indians lead at halftime.
These trades. Be sure to order ahead at 3:15,
about a minute and a half away from starting. You know, looking at the MAC schedule here, there's a lot of to-be-played-laters as success in the gridiron on the football field by a few teams here, with New Bremen being state champs and Marion Local being state champs, which obviously we're proud of to have here.
Oh, you got
to
love that.
MAC land. Kind of flex our muscle on that, even if we're not one of those teams right now enjoying that success. It's always nice to have you know, your conference kind of carry your banner for you. So
heck yeah.
But tonight, looking at the schedule, we have Coldwaters at St. Henry. We're obviously here at Parkway. Marion at Mincer will be played on December 27th over the holidays. And then New Bremen at Versailles will be on January 3rd. That's a great way to come back from New Year's. And then we got Knoxville versus St. John's tonight. And that's really about it. So some interesting games.
Yeah, and Delphus right now, last I seen, they were 2-0. So
I watched some highlights of them on social media. They're going to be good.
They are.
Coach Eller's boy is lighting it up.
They got some shooters, that's for sure.
He is about a 6'2", 6'3", well-put-together freshman who I know played on some high-level AAU teams. And I'm watching him, and he does not play like a freshman. Yeah. Boy, will he be fun to watch. And we play them at our place on January 6th, coming back from holiday break. So be Indians ball. And actually, Rex and Troy split the free throw. So how about that?
Oh, yeah, that
was
right.
Kind of both wrong and both right. Indians had the ball start the half. They're doing a great job of being patient, working the ball around. Daniels on the left-hand side trying to get it into Kell. Yep, you got to call the hold.
Parkway's in their man defense.
Great way to start it off. We're trying to get Kell ISO'd inside, and he has a size advantage right now on him where, you know, he has a smaller guy. About a, I don't know, 5'10", 5'11 guy or so. Yeah. Throws it inside to Daniel Patch. Takes it up there. Misses it. Daniel turns it over. Samples with the steal. Goes up and misses the shot. Gets a rebound by Stern and back up and scores. So Parkway converting. Not how you want to start off if you're the Indians, with the turnover here. And Parkway converts that into quickly into a transition bucket and also free throw.
And I'm sure Doug Hughes had a lot to say in that locker room. I'm sure they come out hot.
Shot up and no good. Yeah, sports jacket off is off for Coach Hughes, and the tie is slowly being pulled down his chest there. So probably some words. Kel Rimmel with the drive. Stop. Pivots. Kicks out to Landon Post on the right-hand side from our student section. Drive in by Landon. Nice power-up move. Just misses the shot.
Stearns with a big defensive rebound for Parkway.
I like the drive, though, Landon.
I do, too.
It's aggressive. That's almost like one of those big boy moves right there. Puts the chest and goes through him. Parkway working the ball over here on the pick and roll to May up top. Swings it over here to Stearns. Stearns back up top. Turnover, Kel Rimmel with the ball, and Landon just almost runs into it and kicks it away. Kel does pick it up, dribbling the ball up top, looking for a drive. Oh, there's got to be a blocking call.
Good call.
Oh,
blocking call
and one.
Yes. They called the progression on that, so he finishes that two-pointer.
We're setting up here with our freshman film crew, and they're all over here looking at us right now. That was an and-one play from the NBA, wasn't it, Hayden Seyfried?
All looking snazzy in our khakis and our nice polos.
Kel Rimmel goes to the all-brother free throw line and misses that one. Kel's struggling from the free throw line right now. He's doing everything else on the floor, but
yeah.
Got to hit those freebies, Kel. 34-17. Stearns has the ball on the left-hand side, swings it over to May. May over to Sample. Sample drives in, kicks up two. There's Rollins. Wide open three by Barry, and good.
Wow.
I told you, he looked good shooting them in the first half. Missed them, but looked good doing it, and hits that one. Parkway dribbles up, and Landon Post goes down and turns it over. So right now, we've had three or four possessions and two quick turnovers. So,
and Parkway's laying on that man pressure, I tell you.
Well, you know, they're getting out of it what they want.
Yeah,
they're trying to speed us up, taking us out of our rhythm. You know, you break that, you don't have to go shoot right away. Pull it out and run some offense.
Yeah.
Get a good look. We went a little faster than what we could right there and turned it over. Samples drives in on the right-hand side against Troy Holman. No good. Rex Leverett with the rebound. Rex, you got to elbows out and chin that thing instead of just grabbing it one hand and cuddle on it.
Yeah.
Troy Holman has the ball on the right-hand side. Ball screened by Kel Rimmel. Drives and kicks out to Daniel. A little better pass right there, and he might let that thing fly.
I think so, too.
Daniel dribbles over back to Troy Holman. Inside to Kel Rimmel.
Look at them. Kablam.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Wrecked over to Daniel Patch. Wide open three. A little strong. Oh, pushing it back.
Good tip there by Kale.
My goodness. Kale is shoving it back. Luckily, Troy got that. Kel Rimmel stop, pops, a little 15-footer, good.
Big jump shot there, Kale at the elbow.
That looks smooth.
Yes, it was.
35-20 on the Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard.
Brings Kale to 19 points.
They get it inside to Landon May. Goes and worked against Daniel Patch. Drives over, and Daniel has to kind of give some ground right there. Coach Hughes wants a 30-second timeout. Indians lead 35-22. We'll just keep it right here with 30 seconds.
And so that play there with their Landon May, I think, you know, it's just one of those things. And, you know, as a big guy, you got a little guy guarding you. Sometimes they just get underneath that, your arm, and, you know, you can't find their hand. So,
now, you know, looking here, if I'm Coach Hughes, I go to that matchup a lot because Daniel kind of gave ground knowing that he has three fouls. And, you know, at this point, you're a little unsure maybe as a player on how this game's going to get called. You know, if you in the past, you know, playing an MAC play, you know, they let you bang a little bit as a post player and you can body guys up a little bit more. And, you know, if you got three fouls early in the third quarter, you don't know if you can do that.
That's
right now,
right?
Because they let it happen in the first 3 minutes, and all of a sudden they started to say, nope, we're not going to let it go this way. We're going to clean things up. And then they start calling some things. And
yeah.
So right now they extend that full court pressure, and Daniel gets it in easy. And Troy Holman has the ball and breaks it, and they fall back to man-to-man. Right now I go to Daniel inside. I mean, he's got samples on him, who Kel had on him earlier. Cal Ramel drives in there, powers up over Rollins. Pretty easy. Great post move there by Kel. Just say, I'm bigger and stronger, and I'm going up over it. Giving him 21 right now.
Looks like Parkway subbed in a smaller post player, number 45, Bryce Stearns. I think that's the first we called his name.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not real big out there right
they're
here.
They're not.
They're about 6 foot across the board. We got some size advantage. Indians go to a 1-3-1 here, look. Working the ball around, and Rollins for three. No good. Rex Leverett with the rebound. Rex has a few of those tonight.
And I think that was Rollins' first shot of the night.
It was. Kel has the ball right.
Parkway inbounds to Rollins. Quick three up. Misses. Rex Leverett with the rebound. That'll be the end of the third quarter. The Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard. We have Fort Recovery 42 and Parkway 27.
All right, if we were off air, we apologize. We might have been having some technical difficulties. But as you were saying, going into the fourth quarter on the Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard, it's 42 Indians, 27 Parkway Panthers. We'll take a break and be right back.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Like Rex too a little bit, but still Parkway. Barry for three in the corner. Good.
That's his third three of the night.
Coach Hughes takes a quick timeout.
Brings that deficit to 15 points. So we got Fort Recovery 45, the Parkway Panthers with 30 on the Calp Pharmacy scoreboard.
6:47 to go. We'll take a full timeout. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages.
All right, and we're back here. Indians breaks full court press. Daniel throws it in.
Oh, big
Rex. Rex misses it. Kel goes up to tip it in, and they call over the back call on Kel.
I think Parkway got a free one there because I tell you, that looked pretty good.
That was, I'm just bigger and can outjump you, and I went over the top right there.
That was a man amongst boys right there.
And they call him for a foul. It's a nice little left-handed tip. No good, though. But all right, Parkway ball. Bruns has the ball on the right-hand side. Swings up to Rollins. Rollins throws over to Stearns on the left. Back up to the other Stearns, over to Barry.
Whoa.
Right now, Barry's getting hot for them. He's got 15 on the night, five threes, 45-33, and we're right back in this ball game here. Daniel Patch over to dribble across, I guess. Throws over to Troy Holman now. That was one of those things we kind of got a little comfortable right here.
And, you know, I think we need to just keep beating Kale down there and make them keep collapsing. I like our patience here.
Yep, Daniel has the ball on the left-hand side. Back over to Troy Holman on the right. Maybe shorten that gap across. Right now we're playing at volleyball line to volleyball line. Daniel feeds it in to Cal Rammel. Cal Rammel goes up.
Ooh.
Misses it. I like that matchup, though, for the Indians.
I do, too. You're not going to see that miss too often.
Nope. They throw it down there on 2-on-1, and Daniel Patch kicks the ball away. So it will be Parkway ball. Underneath the basket.
You know, in that situation, you know, Daniel had an open shot, and I would have been okay with him shooting that ball because the way he's been shooting, but, you know, he was trying to make the smart play and get the easy bucket.
Yeah. Right now, Parkway's trying to get the ball inside to Rollins. Riggs Toby, who just checked in there, has his arm wrapped around him. Right now, that will be our seventh foul, too, so they're going to go to the free throw line.
You know, I think if Riggs gets that belly button on that post player's hip, that hand crossed in his face, I don't think you see that entry.
Right. Yeah, he just got extended, and his body was away from his, too much space in between. So Rollins will go to the free throw line. Trent Rollins, 6'3 junior, up and good on the first one. Hall Brother free throw line.
Gives him his third point of the night.
45-34 Indians with 4:21 to go here on the Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard. Second free throw is up and good.
It's a 10-point game.
Yeah. That's what I say. We were up at one point. It was 42-27 at the quarter. Landon across to Kell. Back over to Landon. Turnover there on Troy Holman. Stearns has the ball going down and fouls by Landon.
And, you know, this is kind of like what we were talking about, you know, with the JV game where you get up a little bit and then you get a little too comfortable. Now you're almost looks like we're in that situation where we're playing to not lose, you know?
Yep, I agree. This is mirror image. You know, right now we were moving well. First free throw's up and no good.
Going to be
an over-the-back call. Sixth foul on Parkway on Rollins. Cal Rammel gets the rebound. But, you know, our movement's kind of stopped. We've got stagnated here. We're standing around. We're watching. We're trying to get it into Kel, which is fine. I like that idea. But our movement on from the other four guys is kind of stationary. So it's easier to help on Kel.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Where at the beginning of the first half, we were getting in there and we were moving. So it's hard to double and you can't help as much because guys are moving. So.
And, you know.
That's five fouls on Rollins.
Oh, wow.
So.
And, you know, like you said, it's great we're trying to get it to Kale, but we also got to keep in mind, you know, you got all these shooters on the Fort Recovery team that, you know, you're not shooting the ball much, so when it is your turn to shoot, you might be a little bit colder than what you would have been in that like you were that first half.
We still got 5 minutes to go. This is going to be a ball game.
Yeah.
Parkway's too well coached to give in. Cal Rammel breaks pressure over to Landon Post. Swings it up to Daniel. Daniel over to Troy. Over to Riggs. Swings it back to Daniel. Over to Landon on the left-hand side. Indians, again, are being very patient. Call hand check as Landon's trying to drive by Barry.
Barry.
Yeah. That will be his first of the night. 1-1 for the Indians. And right now it'll be 1-1 both ways on any common foul.
See how well Fort Recovery Indians shoot their free throws.
Well, hopefully that's something we worked on because we did not shoot them well on Tuesday.
That is right. And that would have been a whole different ball game.
It would have been
Tuesday.
Absolutely. Landon hits the first one on the Hall Brothers free throw line.
Big free throw there.
Giving him six tonight. And he had a big, was it 18 points the other night on Tuesday night? And he's been playing well. And you look at him and say, yeah, he's got six tonight. He does so much for us right now. I love his leadership on the floor.
Yeah.
Provides some toughness, great defense. Hits the second one.
Yep.
May's going to check in. Replacing Bryce Stearns, the only senior for Parkway. 47-35 Indians lead on the Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard. 4:47 left to go.
Fort Recovery comes out with a 1-3-1.
Yeah. Three-quarter court, just falling back into the half court. Great tip there by Riggs. Knocks it out, almost hits Coach Hughes in the head. So it'll be Parkway ball. Indians go man-to-man defense. Troy Holman's on the ball there with Samples. Ball screen coming up here on the left-hand side.
Good switch.
Samples has the ball, swings over to May. Over to Stearns on the right-hand side. Back up to Barry. Daniel's on him. Right now, Daniel just wants, don't give up any threes. If you get beat off the penetration, you have help side. No one can help you if you're not contesting this.
You're right.
Rather give up a drive.
Fort Recovery doing a great job at switching on their man defense here.
Yeah, this is just pass cut and then go ball screen. So Parkway right now is trying to get ball screen action coming off of that. Indians switch everything, so they really get everything covered off of this. Unless you fall asleep somewhere, but
you know they're good. You know they're keeping Barry out 2-3 foot behind the 3-point line. That's great.
Ah, ooh, wide open three for Brandon Bruns. You know, coach keeps calling these timeouts after hit buckets, and they take a 30-second one right here. I'm not sure why you're doing that. You're leaving yourself with only one timeout left in the whole game with 3:45 to go.
I agree. I mean that.
I get getting yourself organized, but we just came off a dead ball situation right here.
Yeah, yeah. So, big three there by Parkway, you know.
Cuts into the lead.
Brings it to 38-47 in the fourth quarter Cal Pharmacy scoreboard.
So this is the first time it's been in single digits in a probably since the late first quarter, maybe?
Yeah. Finished the first quarter from 16-7. That second quarter was 31-15. So
yeah, going to halftime right now, it's been 16-7, as you said, 15-8 second quarter, 11-12 in the third quarter. Parkway did outscore us by one. You know, so you know we haven't been under single digits in a while.
Parkway coming up with their man press.
Kel triggers it in to Landon Post. Landon catches it on the left baseline, dribbles down the baseline side. Landon drives in. No one stops the ball. Goes in there. Right now, we got to see who wants to step up and hit free throws for the Indians.
Yeah.
You know, right now, Reese just missed one as a, you know, as a junior in his really first full season here as a varsity player. And he looks a little unconfident with the ball. And you know, he's a good shooter. You got to know your next one's going in. Cal Rammel steps up and misses this one.
Wow.
And this is kind of where he struggled tonight. You know, right now, that's what I'm saying. If it's me, I want Landon Post with the ball.
I think so. You know, we missed three front ends back to back to back.
Daniel gets the rebound and kick ball. You know, Kel misses the second one, and Daniel jumps up there and grabs that one.
Big offensive rebound there by Daniel.
He could have maybe put it back up, but decided to try to throw it out and reset the offense. And Coach Loverett's going to take a full timeout. We'll take one here with him as we try to hang on here at the Parkway Den.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Kelp Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Power Lift Recliner for your loved one. We have an assortment of chairs in stock. Choose from a variety of sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors. Let our experienced specialist assist you in choosing a lift recliner best suited to meet your loved one's needs. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Learn more at KelpPharmacy.com. Kelp Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
All right, and we're back here. 1:34 to go on the scoreboard, and the Indians are leading 47-38 in the Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard. Our JV team came over here and came away with a big win, putting their record with Coach Metzger to 2-2. As they won, I think it was, 49-42 maybe?
Yeah, I believe that's what it was. 47-42.
47-42, hey, there you go. Couldn't find it on my paperwork, but there it is. 47-42. That was close. And right now, Indians took about a minute and a half off the clock, basically trying to wait to get fouled. And so we'll see what here happens. Troy Holman triggering the ball inbounds. Rex Leverett has the ball at half court.
Ooh,
yeah. Rex steps across the half court. That's one you either got to get it up here earlier.
Or deep, yeah.
Or you got to let it go across the line. You can't catch it that close. And Riggs Toby will check in for Rex. Yeah, because not much time came off the clock there. So that clock right now is our friend. We want that thing to go down. Leading by nine. Stearns has the ball on the right-hand side.
Comes buried, looking for the three in the corner.
Runs unguarded, actually. Cal Ramon with the rebound. They foul him. I'm not sure if we were in a 1-3-1 or man, because it looked like guys were matched up, and it looks like guys were in a 1-3-1. Nonetheless, we get lucky, and Parkway misses a three in the corner because we weren't guarding him.
Yeah. Who was that? Fletcher Smith, I believe it was?
Yep. So we got lucky there.
Kale Ramo. Ramo at the free throw line. Shoot two.
Trying to add to his 26, and that's the first free throw. He has 27 on the night. 27 are of our 48 points. Lead by 10 now. All Brothers free throw line. Not good to us there. And misses that one.
Landon May with the rebound.
Samples is bringing it up the floor. Not really in a hurry either.
No, they're not. You only got a minute and you're down by 10.
Indians go to a 1-3-1 to get out on shooters, I'm sure is why we're doing this. Plus, when you're in this setting, nice knockaway by Daniel.
Their guards are 30 feet away from the hoop right now. I mean,
right. This is why it's great to be in this defense right now. Don't trap, Landon. Stay out on a shooter. Misses the three is Bruns, and Cal Ramon. Landon Post has the ball right now. We're working clock up here. Daniel has the ball now. May, that looks like they're just going to let this thing run out.
30 seconds left in the game.
Oh, my goodness. A little chuck in the back. This is one of the things, like, you tell your players, too, in a timeout. When you catch the ball, you know, you got an eternity. You catch it, hold it for 4 seconds.
That's right.
Dribble for 4 seconds and don't go anywhere and pick it up for 4 seconds. You got 12 seconds you can hold the ball before it is ever a turnover.
And you know, that's
a long time.
It's kind of funny because I stress that to the junior high boys all the time. Like, fellas, the best turnover you can have is a dead ball turnover.
Yeah. Daniel, that ball was in and out halfway down. Missed that. So steps up, hits his second one.
Big free throw there.
You know, the thing with this, too, is Coach Lever. He can see who can step up in a pressure situation and hit free throws.
Yeah.
Right now we're up by 12. We're still in that 1-3-1.
Close out.
Barry for three, good. That young man is having himself a nice ball game, hitting six threes on the night, give him 18.
And, you know, when you get in that 1-3-1, I would almost like to see a harder closeout on those threes because you do have that backside help in that zone.
And at this point, they did take a timeout, by the way. Parkway did. We're leading 50-41 here in the Cobb Pharmacy with 17 clicks left. We'll stay here, but... You know, if you get beat at this point on that closeout, like you just mentioned, so what? You give up a pull-up two.
Exactly.
And believe it or not, a pull-up two is a lot harder of a shot than a catch-and-shoot three.
I agree with you.
Because everyone practices catch-and-shoot threes now. Not too many people practice one-dribble pull-ups.
Yeah.
And we'll give up that because that's actually a low-percentage shot. So, or you go to the basket, we'll let you shoot it. Just contest it.
Plus, don't you're foul. At the short corner, yeah.
Right. So... Right now, Parkway is trailing by nine with 17 clicks. Right now, we just got to get it in. Hit maybe one more free throw. I mean, I feel comfortable now. I'm not worried about this. But, you know, hitting one or two more free throws would be nice for our kids' confidence here. Ending the game on a positive and seeing the ball go through the hoop in a pressure situation would be nice for these guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
To go into tomorrow as we head to Bradford and they play tonight against Ansonia, who's coached by former Indian coach Tony Overton. So Cal Ramel throws it deep to Landon Post. A little bit too much air underneath that. Kind of my goodness, they're calling a foul on Landon Post.
Wow. Kind of an awkward fall there for Fletcher Smith.
Didn't Cal play quarterback this year?
I thought so.
Coach Niekamp's down there like, we ran a post pass like this, Cal, and I'm pretty sure you hit Riggs and Reese for touchdowns in Troy before. And instead, he threw a lot of air underneath that. And actually, Kel's going to take the ball out, and they're like, how is this not a shooting foul?
Yeah.
Unless they're calling offensive foul.
I agree.
That kind of got all screwed up there, in my opinion. Barry, nonetheless, has the ball. Look, drive and shoot a three. Stop and pull up. Misses it. Cal Ramel goes up for the rebound. Tipped away. Stearns has the ball. Don't foul him. They go in. Keep hold the clock ball. Running. Hold the ball. Ball game's going to be over. Bucket good. We don't have to take it out. 50-43 victory for the Indians. And Indians improved to 3-1, 1-0 in MAC play to start off. Big win for the Indians.
Yeah, very much. First half was incredible. I would have liked to see them finish their free throws there at the end of the game, but all in all, good finish by all the boys, and did a good job collectively as a team there.
Awesome. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll be back here hopefully with some stats and Coach Leverett, and wrap it up here.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Kelt Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Power Lift Recliner for your loved one. We have an assortment of chairs in stock. Choose from a variety of sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors. Let our experienced specialist assist you in choosing a lift recliner best suited to meet your loved one's needs. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Learn more at KeltPharmacy.com. Kelt Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
Looking for some great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes now to reserve your lanes for your holiday party or for any large orders of food for the holidays. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza, wing, and salad buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
If your kids think that a Christmas present has to have a controller, batteries, and involve staring at the TV for hours, then stop by Hall Brothers and let's prove them wrong. Hall Brothers has a great collection of farm toys. That's toy tractors, combines, skid loaders, pedal tractors, puzzles, play sets, and teddy bears. There's Case IH, Kubota, and International Harvester toys. Also, Hall Brothers has clothes like coats, hats, and sweatshirts for adults. Christmas shop at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Awesome. And we're back here, and the Indians come to Rockford, Ohio, and pick up a big MAC victory and improve their record to 3-1 and 1-0 in MAC play in the new name of the Parkway Panther Den.
There we go.
So scores kind of went like this on the quarter anyway. As we wait a picture here, they cleared the scoreboard so fast that we didn't get a chance to get some scores, so hopefully Bubba Stoggs down there sends us the picture of the scorebook. But Fort Recovery led at the end of the first quarter 16-7. They outscore Parkway in the second quarter 15-8, take a 31-15 halftime lead. In the third quarter, Parkway outscores Fort Recovery 12-11 and cuts into the Indian lead a little bit here. And we go at the end of the third quarter with 42-27. And the fourth quarter, the Indians struggled, and we got outscored, doubled up, actually, 16-8, and hang on for a 50-43 victory. So before the scoreboard got shut off, we got some scores. Cal Ramo led us tonight with 28. Daniel Patch had 10, hitting three threes for him. Reese Guggenbiller, I know, ended up with three. Landon got some, and I didn't check all that, but Coach Leverett makes his way up here and let him get his headphones on here, but hopefully we can get a picture and recap some of that. But anyway, Coach, congrats on the MAC victory.
Hey, thanks, Coach.
So,
yeah.
sweating there a little bit or what?
I mean, gosh dang it, guys. We make some free throws. That thing's over with, you know. They kept hitting some big threes. The Barry kid was solid for him, and we knew he could shoot a little bit. They did a great job of running him off doubles and some flare screens and stuff like that. And I mean, he hit a couple of them that were contested, so, you know, kudos to him.
You know, I said in the first half, you know, he was missing a lot of threes. He had some open looks, yep, missing a lot of good threes. I said he looks like a good shooter,
yeah,
and he kept jacking them. And
right,
second half, he hit six threes.
He got them single-handedly, got them back in that game, you know, so great job on his part. Luckily, we hit just enough free throws, and we were pretty solid down the stretch, I think, offensively, taking care of the ball. I don't know how many turnovers we had, not very many. So, you know, I think we probably not that we wanted to hold the ball very much at the end. We were kind of still running around our offense, but we were being, I guess, smart with the ball, if you will. I mean, I didn't want to – we're still looking to score. We just
spread them out.
We kind of spread them out a little bit, and our driving lanes were there. And
you know, I thought a key to the game we talked about up here was about 2:30-ish or so to go in a game. We go to 1-3-1.
Yep.
And – Parkway kind of forgot to score.
They did. I got tired of seeing their ball screen action, and that's what was getting Barry open in the corner. So I'm like, hey, let's go 1-3-1, give them a different look, just to, hey, make them rethink about what we did earlier in the game, and that kind of really sealed the deal for
us. Yeah, the guards started coming up higher, as Jordan said. They're about 40 feet from the bucket now, trying to play keep away.
Yep.
And, you know, they kind of stopped trying to score, and it really played into our hands.
Exactly. So...
And then offensively, let's talk about Kel Ramo. You know, we were at one point, Landon had 5, Daniel had 6, we had 11, Kel had none.
Yep.
Next thing I know, I look up at the scoreboard and I told him that he has 15 points.
Right, yeah.
Was that not the quietest halftime 15 you've seen in a while?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, he's going to get his.
Yeah.
And we've been talking, you know, these last three games, somebody's going to have to hit some shots. And, you know, finally Daniel come in and hit some big shots for us. I don't remember who else hit any from the outside.
Reese had a big one.
Yeah, Reese hit one. Posty hit one, I think, you know. So we knew we had to get some scoring going, and tonight we did. What good timely manner in our first match game. So.
And, you know, that took a lot of pressure off of Kale then there in that second half. I mean, that's incredible.
Right. Yeah. Yep. So we're going to shoot some free throws between now and tomorrow. You know,
that might be good.
Bryant, Pam and her husband Matt Tebby of Coldwater, and Rodney and his wife Holly Mullenkamp of Bryant. Betty was preceded in death by her infant siblings, John, Ruth, and Ron, her father-in-law and mother-in-law, Marvin and Dolores Mullenkamp, and an in-law, John Mullenkamp.
Coming in here right now, we got to work on that. But, so, you know, the one thing, too, is talk a little bit about Kel's match. I mean, Jordan talked about this on air, too. So the Parkway matched up a little bit with the smaller guy.
Yep.
So what'd you do? You threw him inside. Oh. So then they put a bigger guy on him. So now we go put him on the perimeter, spread him out. And then, you know, that's how Daniel got one of his kicks.
Yep.
That's how Reese got his kick.
You know, these kids are just playing basketball. I mean, we rep our offense, our five out. And now, you know, we'll break it down. Hey, this is what you need to see with this happen. So they're starting to understand, like, oh, hey, we got an ISO for Kale on one side. So if I'm that corner man, I'm getting the heck to the opposite side. Now we got a two-man game with Kale. You know, if they do bring a big man, then we go back to our five-out look and we spread them out, and then we got driving lanes. And they don't have a big kid that can guard him. And plus, Daniel's out there. If they have a big kid on him, you know, it just creates driving lanes. And, you know, against Laramie, not to dwell on the past, but we hadn't repped that stuff in 2 weeks because we were preparing for that 1-2-2 stuff from Jay County and South Adams. So tonight was nice to see that spacing because, you know, we were catching the ball 2 or 3 feet behind the three-point line like we want to, and then that really created our driving lanes for kicks, and then our entry passes to Kale become a lot easier because they're so spread out.
Yeah, and, you know, we've seen a lot of that, too, where, you know, Kale would punch it down at the block, and Daniel would pop up around him and wide open looks for him. And
right,
you know, and it's good when you have someone like Kale who's experienced with that, and, you know, he can feel those defenders and know that.
Absolutely.
Well, and the other thing is, talk a little about, we talked about this in the JV game with Caden Greasy. Talk about Troy Holman, too. And, you know, Landon didn't have a big night offensively tonight.
Right.
But those two guys and their defense and kind of making all the glue plays, the blue-collar plays that don't go noticed by some people, but noticed by the people who know the game a little bit.
Troy, I challenged him from day one this year because Troy doesn't get in the gym very often in the offseason because he's a three-sport athlete, you know. But He is probably one of our best athletes, and he can flat out defend, and he has accepted that role. He knows he might not score ever the rest of the year, but he will shut you down defensively. He's a good team leader out there on the floor. He always is asking what we're in defensively. And we're working on getting him to finish inside. That's stuff that, you know, now that we've got our offense going in practice and stuff, now we can start working on our point guard moves and our wing moves and really getting him to learn how to finish inside.
You know, Brian nailed it right on the head when he said, man, if I'm a shooter out there, Troy Holmes is a guy I don't want guarding me, that's for sure.
No doubt.
And the other guy tonight, too, that gave you some big minutes and stretches with some foul trouble and issue was Riggs Toby.
Riggs is, he's starting to understand not to do too much. You know, Riggs, Alex, and Reese, and Rex, those guys haven't played any varsity basketball before. So, you know, Rex is still struggling a little bit with the speed of the game some. The good thing is he's 6'4", so I can use his length. So, and then those other three guys are just, you know, Alex, the length thing to him, and Rex are kind of interchangeable. But Reese and Riggs, and you know, they're just scrappy. They're starting to understand their role a little bit more, trying to play within the offense, and they know they'll play if they play defense.
Well, and the other part, too, you know, after Laramie, we didn't shoot it well.
Right.
Those guys stayed.
Oh, I know. They were in
45 minutes to an hour shooting, repping. And, you know, it was nice to see, you know, from a parent standpoint and, you know, from a father advice of, and I know you've been telling Daniel to keep shooting, but, you know, he hit, I think, three threes tonight.
Three threes for sure, yeah.
So three, and Reese hit one. And, you know, some of those other complimentary guys that helped kind of kill out the scoring a little bit. And it's nice to see those go in and knowing that hard work paid off. So
this group, they want to win. And, you know, I didn't tell them to stay.
Right.
I mean, I went home.
Yeah.
They went out there. They did all that on their own because they know that we are so close to being you know, we got a chance to hopefully contend for a MAC title this year because we know we're going to play defense.
Well, and that also talks about your leadership.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we've got those juniors and seniors. What a great group. They all get along. They're, you know, there's just – they play within each other. So – it's just a fun group.
Well, you can't ask for a better class, you know, to help mentor your, you know, your sophomore and your freshman class. That's
absolutely
great.
Yep.
So, looking forward here tomorrow.
Yes.
We are going to Bradford, which we've not been there in my...
Since 1980, Holly said.
I knew my 19 years of being at Fort Recovery, I knew I have not played in Bradford at all.
Yeah.
And we know that Coach O and the Ansonia Tigers are playing them tonight, and obviously we know we're still in touch with them. What do you know about Bradford?
Actually, they got Parker Stevenson, 6'3", left-handed guard. I mean, they're averaging about 80 a game right now in their first three games, but they really haven't played a tough schedule. Okay, so talked with Coach Overton last night on the phone for about 45 minutes. Tonight will be their first test against Ansonia's athletes.
Who's good?
They're scrap and claw. Coach
they're Oves, mean. Yeah.
Yeah, they're fitting his mold. So we're going to talk in the morning. We know we got to stop the Stevenson. I think it's Parker Stevenson, 6'3", lefty. They got a good point guard, number 5, that's a nice little ball handler. So we're just going to come out and do some more of what we do. Hopefully we can cause some havoc. You know, they're not playing MAC basketball, but we have to go down there and play our MAC basketball. Otherwise, it'll be close.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks for stopping up tonight.
Thanks for having
Congrats
me,
on the first MAC win and going 3-1 on the evening. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Bradford.
Thanks, guys. Yep.
Awesome. Hear a word from Hastings Auto and a couple other people.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Looking for some great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes now to reserve your lanes for your holiday party or for any large orders of food for the holidays. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza, wing, and salad buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
And we'll sign off then. Have a good evening. From the Parkway Panther Den, Jordan Winter and Brian Batch.
Good night.
for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.